You're listening to SBS News.
Fiery explosions could be seen as anti-government protesters responded to police incursions with petrol bombs, but by daybreak, protesters remained in control of most of the campus. The protesters have been inside Hong Kong Polytechnic University for days, with police moving in on Sunday night, firing repeated barrages of tear gas and water cannons, and issuing an ultimatum for people to leave the area. This student joined the barricade because she says she wants freedom and democracy, but she also fears what will happen next.
At the first, I feel very scared and panicked standing here because the police say that all of us inside the university will be arrested for charging riots and we will be sentenced for 10 years or above.
The protest started peacefully in early June, sparked by proposed legislation that would have allowed criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China. But by the time the bill was withdrawn, the protests had broadened into a resistance movement against the territory's government and the Chinese government. China's Defence Ministry spokesman Wu Qian says there's nothing democratic about the protests.
So first I want to clarify that I do not agree with the word you use, pro-democracy protest. Ending violence and restoring order is the most pressing task we have in Hong Kong.
Just how to end the violence and restore order remains unclear. Dr. Bryce Wakefield is the National Executive Director of the Australian Institute of International Affairs and a former lecturer in international relations. He says while the details are not yet clear, the Chinese government's plans to deal with Hong Kong appear to be for changing the political process entirely in the territory. This could potentially include how key executives are appointed to strengthen China's control over the territory and plans to enact legislation to strengthen police powers relating to national security. Dr. Wakefield says China also wants to increase efforts to integrate Hong Kong with the mainland financially and through a program of so-called patriotic education of civil servants and university students.
Here, I think, is what some of the university students, why a lot of the protests are now centred on universities, is that university students, in addition to being concerned with having their civil rights eroded, are concerned about having their education undermined and inserted with ideological content that would be beneficial to the Chinese state.
Dr. Wakefield says other crackdowns in China, in particular of civil rights of ethnic minorities in Xinjiang, may be feeding the fears of the protesters in Hong Kong. Dr. Wakefield thinks as more rhetoric comes from mainland China, the more the protesters are likely to react, giving the Chinese government a reason to justify any hardline response to the unrest.
In the Chinese discourse and the Chinese media discourse on the mainland, they're being seen as irresponsible people, and the police are being portrayed as heroes who are standing up to portrayed as the aggression of the unruly mob. China, by being particularly hard in its stance on Hong Kong, may be provoking a reaction that it can then justify in clamping down.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is concerned about the violence in Hong Kong, particularly for the safety of Australians living in the territory.
Australia and Hong Kong have a very special relationship. It is possibly our largest single diaspora location of Australians in Hong Kong, almost 100,000 people, and obviously out of concern for their safety and security, but also out of concern for the unique nature of Hong Kong that makes it what it is, the one country, two systems approach. The preservation of that and the protection of individuals' safety and the protection of people's basic rights is also very important to us. So we've reiterated our call for peaceful protest and proportionate response.
Earlier on Sunday, dozens of government supporters gathered to clear barricades near the university campus, a sign of the divisions slicing through the city. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.